This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Mendoza, in trouble, it's out! Touchdown, wow! Omar Cooper, unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Our board op, Kenny Anderson, is on his game this morning. That was courtesy of Fox and Gus Johnson, of course. Indiana beating Penn State, my alma mater, earlier this year in dramatic fashion. That was, first of all, give credit to Terry Smith and Penn State for bouncing back from that and winning, I think it was four games down the stretch to get bowl eligible and then to, of course, win the bowl game over Clemson. So shout out to my alma mater for a moment there. But obviously, not only we get the Fernando Mendoza clip, but also the autumn wind is a Raider. Music bringing us back to break with, of course, Las Vegas, my current hometown. I'm originally from New York, moved to Florida when I was younger. I'm an East Coast kid at heart, but been living in Vegas now for the last few years. Now I'm a Vegas guy. But there's not a lot of Raiders fans here in Vegas. That's what I'm learning. It's not a very hometown-centric crowd, fan base. Most Raiders fans are from California. But still, we expect Fernando Mendoza to be very much front and center here in Vegas. That'll be the talk over the next few months as we gear up for the NFL draft. And our board op Kenny, who's back in Chicago, more Bears fans in Vegas than Raiders fans. I can't argue with that. I'm a Jets fan in Vegas. I'm again from New York originally, so you get the New York vibes. You get a lot of New York vibes. You get a lot of LA fans, right? A lot of Dodger fans here in Vegas. Whenever the Dodgers come to town to face the Las Vegas A's in the future, I'm sure that is going to be a very hot ticket. Honestly, that's the one. And again, sidetrack the show for a minute to talk Vegas sports culture. It's been the most unique experience moving here. Obviously, as a sports fan, Vegas is awesome. March Madness, like just being in Vegas, not the games, live games, although March Madness Conference Tournament Week, there's some awesome games in town, but just being here for other games elsewhere is an experience in itself. But over the last few years, Vegas has built its own sports culture. The Golden Knights, Super Bowl, obviously the NFL comes to town, and we're going to get March Madness, I think in 2028. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sometime in the next few years, March Madness Final Four will be here in Las Vegas. We have had March Madness games here, but I think it was the Sweet 16 Elite Eight round a couple years ago. But the Final Four will be here in a couple years. And in the college basketball tournaments, we've had numerous, you know, Summer League and the NBA. So Vegas is building this sports culture that is very unique. But at its core, outside of the Knights, like Vegas residents have really adopted the Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, that is their team. Not a lot of love for the Raiders here in town. That's what I'm learning. It's not a very sexy thing to do to go root for the Raiders. Go to Allegiant Stadium and go root on the Raiders. It is mostly road teams. Pittsburgh, Chicago, Green Bay. Oh my God, when the Packers came here, cheeseheads everywhere. Great example too is the Las Vegas Bowl yesterday. It was all Nebraska fans. Now Utah did have a strong element here too, but think about your misery living in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's freezing cold in the middle of December. You get to go to Vegas for a few days to go hang out and watch the Vegas Bowl. Man, that's, I don't care how bad the Cornhuskers are. You are signing up for that. But yes, it is going to be, to me, a very, very exciting pre-draft process. Likely Las Vegas will have the number one pick in the draft. Still have some work to do this week. We'll get to all the NFL stuff coming up later in the show. We'll have PFU Tech coming up, I believe, in our next hour, I think. Top of the 11 a.m. Eastern hour, we'll have PFU Tech on the phone. Not 11 p.m., Tyler. Not 11 p.m. I will not be on the air at 11 p.m., of course. Bit of an adjustment for us here on the show. I'm Jared Smith filling in for Nick Costos today here. You better, you bet on Westwood One Sports. Usually, before the shift, we're doing the show in the afternoons. Now, very much for me, very early in the morning, but for the East Coasters, a little bit more normal time for you as we get ready for a very exciting day of college football. All right, speaking of, let's get to some of the things that I think we're going to see today in the college football playoff. And I guess I'll just start with the gentleman that we just heard throw that touchdown pass against Penn State, Fernando Mendoza. So Indiana plays Alabama later today in the Rose Bowl. Weather might be a factor in this game. How about that? I'll be honest. You want to talk about 2026 getting off to a chaotic start. Did not expect weather to be the factor in the Rose Bowl that we have to talk about, but we have to address it. When I woke up this morning, it was not pouring rain, but raining in Vegas. You don't get a lot of rain in the desert, especially on New Year's. It's kind of an ironic twist. I personally love it when it rains in the desert because you get that cool, crisp mist that just coats the desert air. And then once it stops raining, it's like this, it's just so clean. But I'm sure the people that are attending the Rose Bowl parade this morning and all those other people down there in Pasadena do not want any rain because the field isn't really used to it. And you saw it last night when they were showing, by the way, Joey Galloway complaining about the rain while he's on the field at the Rose Bowl doing something that every broadcaster and every sports fan dreams of is very ironic to me. But they were complaining that it was raining in Southern California and they had to cover the field and all this stuff. I hope it doesn't impact the game too much, because these two teams are fantastic in their own way. I think if you ask me with Bama's side of the ball, right, and Alabama's about a touchdown dog in this game, I'm starting to see a little bit of Indiana money hit the market. I'm starting to see a couple 7.5s pop up, but you know, still mostly sevens with, I would say, juice to the Indiana side here at BetMGM, which, of course, presenting sponsor of the show, it's Indiana -7 and -$1.15. So it's not quite 7.5, not quite 7. We're kind of in that 7.25 range is what some of the sharps would call it. But Alabama is a strong underdog in the game. Like, they are the solid underdog in the game. And it doesn't happen often for them in the non-conference world. But I think of the two sides of the ball, I actually think Alabama's defense is the stronger of the two units. Especially in the secondary, they've struggled to rush the passer this year, but they got the John Mateer in the first round game. They sacked him 6 times, but Mateer is a very different quarterback than Mendoza. What Mendoza does so well is he gets the ball out quick. He is a top 25 passer in terms of time to throw rate at just 2.5 seconds this year. He's sharp. He's quick. He's decisive with the football. And what Bama likes to do is, they're not, again, not as elite with their pass rush. They've got a couple guys off the edge, right? LT Overton, Pierre. They got a couple guys off the edge that can kind of push the pocket. But what Bama and their DC Kane Womack does best is disguise coverages. Over the last 3 games, they've disguised 78 snaps. And what do I mean by disguise coverages? Start out with 2 high safeties. They'll rock one into the box. It's rock and roll. That's what it's called with the safeties. They'll bring one up. They'll float one back. They'll show you a cover 2 look, and then they'll bring a safety back where it's all of a sudden a cover 3. Like, they'll really change the picture on you. And Keon Sabb, Bray Hubbard, those are the safeties for Alabama. They're very versatile. Xavien Brown, the top corner for Bama, he can kind of roam. He kind of reminds me of like a Surtain who can come into the box and play man-to-man. He can also play back. So I think this is a very unique and very versatile Alabama secondary that's going to, again, change the picture on Mendoza as much as possible. I do think Bama does have a bit of an edge in that area. I think if they can make Mendoza hold on to it for one extra beat, disguise his, change his ability to read the defense effectively, make it difficult for him to find the correct answer, I think that's where Alabama can have an edge in this game. Now, the problem is what Indiana does better than most other teams is run the ball. And you don't have to read much to run it. If Bama plays a light box, Mendoza has no problem checking into a run. Indiana's a top 10 team in EPA per rush. They're a top 10 team in rushing grade, blocking grade. They've got a trio of great backs, Hemby, Black, Martin. I think Justin Jefferson, who's the main linebacker for Alabama, is a very good linebacker, but his one issue, he's really good at kind of identifying things, but his tackling's not great. I've seen teams attack him in the run game and have a lot of success. Oklahoma had a little bit of success in the quarterback run game with Mateer. That's not something Fernando Mendoza does. And I think that's where you could see Alabama having a little bit of an edge in this game. Tim Keenan, the defensive tackle, the nose tackle for Alabama, is a mammoth. He is unblockable. And I think if he can stop the inside run, right? They run in a lot of inside zone. If he could shut down that A-gap, and Pat Coogan, the center for Indiana, I think is one of the best centers in college football, but that matchup is going to be a really fun one to watch. Can Indiana get 5 yards on their inside plays, or is it two? Is it going to be second and eight or second and five? And based off of that first down play, because if you want to look at teams and predictiveness for, I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it up, predictiveness. If you want to see how predictive teams are moving the ball, check their first down numbers. I say this in the NFL all the time. I don't care what you do on third downs. Third down is a money play. It could go either way, coin flip. How good are you on first down? How good are you on second down? If you look at a team's early down success rate, EDSR, that to me is the most predictive stat for how good your offense is. Because if you're good on first down, that means you're not on third and eight. If you're not in third and eight, if you're in third and three, I feel very comfortable about your team picking up that third down. So that's going to be the key, I think, for this Indiana offense. Can you run it on early downs? Can you move Tim Keenan off the line of scrimmage? Can you put Fernando Mendoza into a positive game script where he's not dealing with third and eight, third and nine, third and 10? Because when it is those obvious passing downs, that's when Kane Womack can change the eye level, change the picture. I'm going to show you too high, and I'm going to bring a safety up in the box, get pressure on you from the, you know, from the corner spot. I'm going to heat you up. Or I'm going to act like I'm blitzing. I'm going to, you know, we hear this all the time, the double mugs, where they'll bring both linebackers into the A-gap, and then all of a sudden they'll drop. Like, they're going to be very, I don't want to say aggressive, because I don't know if they're going to blitz Mendoza a ton, because if you blitz him, then he knows where the hot is, and he's going to get the ball out quick. I think you actually have to try to confuse Fernando Mendoza as much as possible. Not easy to do. Why? Because he's, again, one of the sharpest, cleanest quarterbacks in college football. On the other side of the ball, I think Indiana has a really big edge stopping the run for Alabama. Alabama really struggles to run it. That's been the MO all year. Maybe Jam Miller's a little bit healthier. Maybe they can get a little bit more push up front. But Indiana's a top five run defense grade, top 15 in yards per carry, fifth in explosive run rate, second in TFLs. They are one of the most disciplined and aggressive defenses in college football. Go watch the Oregon tape. If you have 20 minutes today before the Indiana-Alabama game starts, and you want to try to get a sense of what Indiana's defense is going to look like, go pop on the tape from the game against Oregon, where they made a very good Oregon offensive line and a very experienced and talented quarterback, Dante Moore, look small in that game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like Ty Simpson. I loved him a few weeks ago. Now I'm just kind of in like with him. I was in love with Ty Simpson a few weeks ago. I thought he was the best quarterback in college football from the neck up. I still think he is. I just think there's been a bit of a drop off with his production because of, I don't know, the lucky rabbit's foot maybe ran out. They were very good on third downs. He was really good against the blitz. To be fair, he was very good against the blitz in the game against Oklahoma. Above average passing grade against the blitz in that game. Something he hasn't done much of lately. He was doing it early in the year where he was solving the puzzle very effectively. But then later in the year, that Alabama offense just kind of went into the crapper a little bit. Indiana will blitz you. Top 15 blitz rate in college football. So they will get after you. And I think that's going to be a huge factor in the game. I think I lean Indiana. I think Indiana is slightly underrated. I think this line probably would have been higher if it was Oklahoma. And Oklahoma was a dog against Bama at home. So I think it is kind of a little bit of, I don't want to say over respect, overcompensation for the Alabama win, but I think Indiana may be a little bit undervalued in the market. And I think that's why you're starting to see some of those numbers come off of 7 today. All right, we're going to take a quick break on the show. When we come back, we will talk NFL. We have, I would say, game of the year in the NFC this week, but is the winner of the Seahawks-Niners game actually in the best position to win the NFC? You might think yes, but I can make an argument for the no. That's next here on You Better You Bet, presented by Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.